It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one of the reasons that President Obama is pressing Congress to finish a health care change in the next few weeks. The longer it takes, the more time that interest groups have to mobilize against it.
Interest groups are quickly buying their TV campaigns. They're spending millions of dollars to refight the battles of 16 years ago. The last time an American president tried for big changes to health insurance.
One of the people watching this time is Peter Overby, part of NPR's Dollar Politics team.
President Obama wants to define the debate on health care. Here he is yesterday.
This isn't about me. This isn't about politics. This is about a health care system that is breaking America's families, breaking America's businesses, and breaking America's economy.
Well, maybe it is about the politics, too.
But if I had relied on my government for health care, I'd be dead. I am a Canadian citizen.
Range of plans, including a public health insurance option to lower costs and keep insurance companies honest. Tell Senator Feinstein we can't wait. Support the.
Thank you, Senator Dodd, for being on our side. Sincerely, Jenny, and all your friends in Connecticut.
The next big ticket item, a risky experiment with our health care. Barack Obama's massive.
Current ads from Americans for Prosperity, Healthcare for America Now, naming the two Democratic senators, and finally, the Republican National Committee. There are big ways in which this summer's ad campaign looks like the one in the early 1990s, the one over the Clinton health plan. The money is flowing, just as it did then, and some of the old players are back at it, like Harry and Louise, that nice middle-class couple invented by the healthcare industry who dismembered the Clinton plan. They're on the air again, with a couple surprises. First, they've changed sides.
Sounds simple enough.
A little more cooperation, a little less politics, and we can get the job done this time.
As for surprise number two, despite the message, Harry and Louise still have deep-pocketed friends in the healthcare industry. The ad is jointly sponsored by Families USA, a pro-reform group, and by Pharma, the trade association of the prescription drug industry. Together, they're spending about $4 million. That's a fair chunk of cash, but it's only about one-third of what Pharma has spent this year lobbying members of Congress face-to-face on the gritty details of health care.
We don't see eye-to-eye on everything in health care reform.
Families USA Director Ron Pollock is the man who revived Harry and Louise and who enlisted Pharma for the ad.
We do have a core agreement about making coverage affordable for those people who don't have coverage today or who are underinsured or at risk of losing coverage, and it's based on that agreement that we are working together.
But Harry and Louise still raise eyebrows, this time on the right. That includes the eyebrows of Amy Menefee with Americans for Prosperity. She questions the motives of Pharma and other industry groups that didn't go hard line against the overhaul.
They've kind of been looking out for their own self-interest and trying to protect a little corner of their industry.
So the ads look a lot like the 1990s, but the financing behind them looks like something else entirely. The 2008 presidential campaign. Now, as then, President Obama's allies have far outspent the opposition. Now, the price tag for all this is roughly $35 million. That's for all health care ads so far this year. But at the Campaign Media Analysis Group, where they keep track of it all, Evan Tracy wonders if it works.
For advocacy advertising to have an effect, the equation is really sort of time plus money. And right now you have money, but you may not have very much time.
Not if the White House timetable holds and both the House and Senate vote on versions of the bill this summer. After all, summer is when Americans are still out of the house and ignoring the TV. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.